teamwork for career success. Succeeding in your career isn't just about being great at what you do, it's also about how well you can work with others. Having top-notch technical skills isn't enough to guarantee success. If you want that promotion, you've got to know how to collaborate effectively. Managers who climb the ladder usually show strong interpersonal skills. Improving how we get along with others can boost job satisfaction. Think about two colleagues you'd like to connect with better and a couple of others who enhance your work. Make an effort to understand their perspectives. Find common interests to bond over. Communicate openly and respectfully. Offer support and appreciation. Workplace dynamics. When things go wrong at work, it's easy to point fingers, but it's more productive to reflect on our role in the situation. Take a moment to think about two recent incidents that bothered you and consider how your actions might have influenced the outcome. This exercise helps us learn from our mistakes and avoid repeating them in the future. Additionally, promoting open communication among colleagues is crucial for resolving conflicts and strengthening office relationships. Even if you find it difficult, don't shy away from discussing disagreements. We can prevent misunderstandings and create a more harmonious work environment for everyone. Reflect on your actions in challenging situations to learn and grow. Prioritize open communication to address conflicts and enhance office dynamics. Balance professionalism and personal connection. When it comes to coworkers, we often juggle two types of relationships, professional and personal. The pro one is all about getting the job done, while the personal one seeks closeness. While having personal bonds can make work more fun, they can also make things complicated. On the flip side, working with people you don't vibe with can turn your job into a hassle. Building relationships at work can be tricky because they involve different ways of connecting with people. Here are three common problems and how to tackle them. Sometimes, we mix personal and professional matters, which can mess up our relationships. Try to keep things separate and clear. Remember, work relationships are for getting the job done, while personal relationships are for intimacy and friendship. The way we talk to friends might not work well in a professional setting. Be mindful of how you communicate at work. Ever heard of the saying, "We're all one big happy family"? Well, companies often preach this to their employees. It's like they want everyone to feel super close, like siblings. But here's the thing, when tough decisions pop up, like firing someone who's not cutting it or cutting back on staff because times are tough, that family vibe can get tricky. Professional relationships. Some bosses might argue that they prioritize respect over being liked, creating a challenging work environment. However, this approach also leads to poor conditions for employees. To navigate work relationships effectively, it's crucial to distinguish between professional and personal connections. Unlike personal relationships, which are based on choice, professional ones are formed out of necessity. People can choose the depth of their relationships, but they must maintain a certain level of professionalism in the workplace. In professional settings, we often find ourselves in relationships we can't easily walk away from. Whether it's because of the job we've chosen or the company we work for, we're stuck with our coworkers. That means our personal feelings about these relationships might not matter much because we can't change who we work with. The key? Focus on doing your job well. Power dynamics. Most professional relationships involve some level of power dynamics. This is different from personal relationships where we tend to ignore these dynamics. But when someone in a personal relationship gets a promotion and starts supervising a friend or former peer, things can get tricky. Understanding the difference between personal and professional communication is key. In professional settings, it's all about getting the job done efficiently. On the other hand, personal communication aims to foster intimacy and connection. When you're dealing with someone in both a personal and professional capacity, it's crucial to separate these two types of communication. Mixing them up can lead to misunderstandings and complications. Teamwork is essential regardless of personal relationships. Everyone needs to collaborate effectively, putting aside personal ties when necessary. Effective teamwork. Teams face challenges for various reasons. Working together isn't always intuitive, especially when people are put into a group without prior experience. Managers often assume that team members will naturally gel, but that's not always the case. Forming a successful team requires more than just good intentions. Members need interpersonal skills to collaborate smoothly. Often, individuals are brought together based on technical expertise or assigned tasks, lacking training in building strong working relationships. Additionally, heavy workloads and long hours can drain and frustrate team members. Therefore, companies must provide the necessary conditions or training to encourage effective teamwork. Conflict in teams. Conflict within teams is natural and can even be productive. It allows for different perspectives and brainstorming, leading to better decisions. However, conflicts become harmful when they turn personal, leading to blame or accusations of incompetence. This damages relationships and hampers progress. Moreover, when evaluating someone's performance, criticizing their personality or competence can escalate conflicts. Colleagues may feel attacked and become defensive, leading to a breakdown in communication. Avoiding discussing these issues altogether only lets them fester. To navigate conflicts effectively, it's crucial to raise concerns in a non-personal and non-threatening manner. Work with difficult people. To handle challenging individuals like bullies, eager pleasers, or aggressive complainers effectively, it's crucial to grasp their perspectives. By empathizing with their motivations, you can gain insights to navigate conflicts constructively. To tackle tough personalities like bullies or eager pleasers, understanding their viewpoints is key. By seeing things through their eyes, you can find better solutions to manage conflicts and promote productive relationships. Ever considered that you might be your own worst opponent? It's common to spot flaws in others, but tricky to recognize your own. Take a moment to view yourself from an outsider's perspective. As a team leader, you could unknowingly be hindering your team's progress. Seek feedback not only from higher-ups but also from your team members. It's vital for active learning and improvement. Team dynamics. Consider how your upbringing shapes your behavior. Maybe you're used to being loud and competitive in a big family, but that attitude doesn't always work in a professional setting. People come from diverse backgrounds, each with their way of approaching tasks and seeing the world. This diversity is common in teams. To build effective teams, it's essential to recognize these differences and find ways to work together. But sometimes, teams break down. Understanding why can help prevent it from happening. And when there are issues, it's crucial to talk about them openly without taking things personally. Stronger teamwork. To mend broken relationships within a team, it's vital to focus on three crucial aspects. Know exactly what the team aims to achieve. What's the end goal? Each team member should understand their role and responsibilities. Who does what? Establish agreed-upon procedures for working together. How will tasks be delegated and coordinated? Solve team problems. Ever felt like your team's goals were lost in translation? Or maybe you've clashed over who does what and how? These are common issues, but guess what? You can fix them. Ambiguity buster, don't assume everyone sees the team's goals the same way. Compatibility check. Sometimes, goals, roles, and procedures clash. Agreement Avenue, ever had a handshake deal only for someone to drop the ball? It's frustrating. Make sure agreements are clear and honored. Nail down your goals, spell out roles and expectations, and set up how you'll work together. Think of it like drawing up a game plan before a big match. Address conflict through systemic solutions. When conflicts arise, it's essential to tackle them professionally by focusing on the root causes rather than pointing fingers. Research by W. Edwards Deming, a pioneer in quality improvement, reveals that a whopping 85% of work problems stem from inefficiencies in the system, not individual shortcomings. Hence, the key to resolving conflicts lies in identifying and rectifying systemic issues. One practical approach is to seek input from frontline workers who have firsthand experience with operational challenges. While they may lack decision-making authority, managers, despite possessing problem-solving authority, might be unaware of the actual issues without input from those directly involved. Clarity in decision-making team roles. When it comes to making decisions as a team, let everyone know their roles up front to avoid misunderstandings later on. Encourage an open atmosphere where everyone feels comfortable sharing their ideas. Consulting with each other and working together leads to better decisions. By involving everyone and discussing various possibilities, everyone gets a chance to learn from each other's experiences. Key points. 1. Promote open communication and diverse perspectives for effective teamwork and conflict resolution. 2. Seek feedback to enhance leadership skills and identify personal blind spots. 3. Clarify team goals, roles, and procedures to prevent misunderstandings and promote clarity. 4. Focus on systemic solutions rather than individual shortcomings to address work problems. 5. Create an inclusive atmosphere for better decision-making and mutual learning. 6. Prioritize task completion over personal bonds in professional relationships. 7. Practice empathy to navigate conflicts with challenging personalities and create a harmonious work environment.